Presidential campaigns gear up the final sprint. Former President Donald Trump at a boisterous rally in New York's Madison Square Garden.
The fate of our nation is in your hands. Next Tuesday, you have to stand up and you have to tell Kamala Harris that you've done a terrible job.
94 miles away in Philadelphia, Vice President Harris is getting out that vote.
We are all here together because we also understand how high the stakes are at this very moment. Philly, we've got 9 days. 9 days. 9 days left in one of the most consequential elections of our lifetime.
Trump running mate Senator J.D. Vance told CBS's Face the Nation his side will win Pennsylvania.
I think we're going to win the state, and I think Pennsylvanians, Republicans, Democrats, Independents should have confidence in the elections here.
Harris's running mate, Governor Tim Walz, was in swing state Nevada.
This is going to come down to about 5 to 7 states, Nevada being one of them. Yeah. It's going to be close because our country's divided. But at the end of the day, it's going to be won by the people who are out there knocking the doors, talking to their neighbors.
There is some movement this weekend on the effort to reestablish negotiations on the war in Gaza. CBS's Remy Innocenzo is following that in Tel Aviv.
Israel's spy chief is scheduled to meet soon with his U.S. counterpart and Qatar's prime minister in Doha. The aim to resume talks between Israel and Hamas to reach that elusive ceasefire and hostage deal.
It is now 6 years to the day since a gunman took the lives of 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh.
Rich Gottfried, Rose Malinger.
A memorial service this afternoon with the reading of the names of the victims and the lighting of 11 candles in remembrance. It was the deadliest act of anti-Semitism in the United States. Both northbound lanes of Interstate 5 at Bellingham, Washington are open again after being closed for nearly 12 hours after a landslide during heavy rain this morning.
Oh, I didn't expect this, but I knew exactly when my husband, when he woke up this morning and told me about all the lights and all the other places that flooded.
Crews from the State Department of Transportation hauled away about 2,000 feet of mud and debris, as well as a semi-truck and trailer that was stuck in it. McDonald's says all E. coli contaminated products have been removed from its supply chain in restaurants, and quarter pounders will be sold again. And Dodger star Shohei Ohtani will play in Game 3 of the World Series tomorrow night after injuring an arm last night as L.A. went 2-0 over New York. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay, and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
2+ years after the end of Roe v. Wade, the number of abortions in the U.S. is increasing.
Abortions per month were up some 10,000 in the first half of this year, according to the nonprofit Society of Family Planning. But the biggest jump is in telehealth year to year, where women get medication in the mail. Ushma Upadhyay.
It's about 155% increase.
But 80% of women in states with bans still rely on traveling across state lines to get abortions since the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
These numbers mask the tremendous barriers and difficulties pregnant people are going through to obtain these abortions.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
If you're in a state across the northern U.S., you might be able to catch a glimpse of the northern lights overnight. Here is the list. Besides Alaska, it's Washington, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Maine, Michigan, Upper Idaho, Iowa, Wyoming, New York, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s, partly sunny, mid-60s for Monday, and a bit breezy out of the south. Some showers and storms are possible Monday night, a low around 59. Mostly sunny and windy for Tuesday. Highs near 77, winds gust to 40. It's 48 at our studios.
Gonna sit at at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
From Radio Park to Reef Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer, yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer, yeah,
I'm a believer. Let me be
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
know Stevie ain't gonna leave.
to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
I don't remember what day it was. if she tempts you with a charms.
Tell her no, 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 no.
The charms.
Tell her no,
oh,
no, no,
oh,
no, no, no.
Down love and love
no,
from
no,
your arms.
No.
You're masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you.
can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. It's all about getting out the vote now as the race for the White House reaches the final stretch. Former President Donald Trump headlined a rally before thousands of supporters at Madison Square Garden in the heart of Democratic-leaning New York City.
This election is a choice between whether we will have four more years of gross incompetence and failure, or whether we will begin the four greatest years in the history of our country.
Odyssey New York reporter Darius Radzius was outside the iconic arena.
To be a president.
Protesters lined the curb, including Chris Lane from Jamaica, Queens.
But I just think that it's embarrassing that so many New Yorkers have forgotten what his history was.
He says reception is mixed, but respectful and peaceful.
CBS News correspondent Weijia Jiang was in Philadelphia as Vice President Harris concentrated on battleground Pennsylvania.
From a Philadelphia barbershop.
Vice President, we thank you so much for coming and being with us.
To church with a predominantly black congregation.
We have the power to move past division, fear, and chaos.
To a Puerto Rican restaurant and even the basketball court. Vice President Kamala Harris crisscrossed the city of brotherly love, shoring up support with her base.
9 days to go. We're getting a look now at the framework for a proposed new round of talks over the war in Gaza. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Hamas will present a comprehensive deal for an immediate end to the war in Gaza and a withdrawal of all Israeli troops from Gaza in exchange for the release of all Israeli hostages at once. Thousands of Palestinian prisoners would also be freed. The reports come as Egypt proposed a two-day ceasefire in Gaza to exchange four Israeli hostages for some Palestinian prisoners.
In Pittsburgh, 6 years to the day since the shooting at Tree of Life Synagogue claimed 11 lives. A prayer in memory of the departed at a memorial service late this afternoon. 11 candles were lit for the 11 victims. In California,